Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer deaths in the country. Despite strides to better understand and treat the disease, it has one of the lowest five-year survival rates because it's often caught at a later stage. Over the past decade, the American Lung Association has worked to get a better gauge of the barriers and challenges, and last week released its annual State of Lung Cancer Report. The findings serve as both a guidepost and rallying call, providing guidance to policymakers and healthcare practitioners. This year examined the life-saving potential of lung cancer screening, the importance of advancements in research, as well as biomarker testing, which can help determine risk levels and what treatment options would be best once diagnosed. Joining us today to talk about the report and California's unique set of challenges is Kisa Bruce, the Director of Advocacy at the American Lung Association, as well as her colleague, William Barrett, who is the Assistant Vice President of Nationwide Policy and Clean Air. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you, Vicky.
So, Kisa, I want to start with you. What are some of the biggest misconceptions of lung cancer that you are working to dismantle at the American Lung Association?
Well, we are currently, one of the highlights of our eighth annual report, State of Lung Cancer Report, is that we look at new cases, early diagnosis, lack of treatment, survival, surgical treatment, and screening. And one of the things that our report has identified is that there's a lot of folks that are not being tested for lung cancer, receiving early screenings for lung cancer. And a lot of that has to do with just information and not having the information to be able to go in and have those tests done.
How does awareness of lung cancer differ from other common cancers like colon or breast cancers?
Well, they all are in the same category in terms of, most folks have heard about it. They have some understanding. However, a lot of folks who are former smokers or current smokers don't realize that they are at a higher risk and that smoking is a leading risk factor for lung cancer. So bringing that awareness to that particular population of folks and letting them know that if you are a former smoker or a current smoker, that you need to talk to your doctor about potentially being screened for lung cancer.
What other factors put someone at high risk? Because you don't have to be a smoker. I've heard of instances where someone, they never smoked in their life and they were diagnosed with lung cancer.
That is true. Radon is also a factor in that. So there's also environmental factors that can play a role in that as well.
I mean, in the 2025 report that was just released last week, it shows that less than one in five people considered high risk for lung cancer were actually screened. Why is that number so low?
Again, I think it's just awareness. I think there needs to be more emphasis on lung cancer, the risk factors, which is why November is designated as Lung Cancer Awareness Month. So advocates really try to highlight the importance of identifying what those risk factors are and making sure that the public is aware of that.
What should people look out for, though, if they want to maybe go to the doctor and get screened? Are there certain symptoms or risk factors they should be aware of?
I think the primary risk factor, of course, is obviously going to be age. If they're over the age of 50, are a current smoker or former smoker, those are all things to typically speak to your physician about and to see about potentially getting screened.
What is the screening like?
It's a low dose, what's called a low dose CT scan, which basically is a non-invasive X-ray. That examines the body. You are able to look at various areas, specifically the lungs, to see if potentially there's lung cancer there.
Yeah, I mean, when looking at some of the findings of this report, I mean, the survival rate is actually relatively high when diagnosed early at an earlier stage. So that is the key goal. How do reports like this help close the gaps and barriers to getting people screened and getting diagnosed at an earlier stage?
Well, I think one of the things with this report is that it allows folks to have the tools that they need to be able to be informed, speak to their doctors, and it also allows us to see where there's some areas for improvement, where there are barriers to care, to access. We also know that a lot of these tests after individuals are diagnosed can be extremely expensive. And so that can also be a barrier to care. So this allows us the opportunity and legislators to look at ways to be able to create more access for people to get tested so that they can be identified early and be able to receive those early treatments. Because we know when lung cancer is caught early, it increases the survival rates.
Well, I want to turn to you because you oversee clean air and climate advocacy efforts. What is your role in understanding lung cancer?
Yeah, I think one of the key things to think about is the impacts of the environment around us, and especially when there's diesel exhaust in the air that we're breathing. That's a known carcinogen. It can lead to lung cancer and a whole host of other negative health consequences. And I think it really speaks to the need for California's ongoing efforts to transition away from combustion technologies into zero emission technologies, especially when focusing on the cancer risk associated with diesel exhaust.
So the three cities with the most long-term particle pollution in the United States are all in California: Bakersfield, Visalia, and Fresno. What is it about the San Joaquin Valley, about this area in the Central Valley, that makes them so susceptible to pollution?
Well, we often think about the San Joaquin Valley as a bowl that can, you know, capture pollution. It can be essentially sit for days or weeks at a time. And the geography and the climate are really, you know, a big factor there. But there's also the issue of, you know, trucks. There's the port of Stockton. There's a rail running up and down, or, you know, locomotives. You've got the agricultural industry with a lot of diesel exhaust and the oil and gas sector. So all of these kind of homegrown pollutants can stick around. And also there's the issue of wildfires and others that can come in from out of the region and again, hang around and put people's health at risk for a long period of time. And as you noted, this is the most particle polluted region in the United States.
Mm. Also in the state, Los Angeles has the most ozone pollution of anywhere in the country. When people think of ozone, I think they think of the ozone layer and, of course, global warming. What is ozone pollution exactly?
Sure. Well, ozone is a colorless, odorless gas that can have a corrosive effect on our airways. We often describe it as thinking about a sunburn on the skin, but in your airways. And so that can trigger a lot of things like asthma attacks and difficulty breathing. It makes for other conditions to be worsened. And ultimately, it's, again, 80% or so of the ozone challenge in California comes from the transportation sector, a very heavy dose of that from diesel engines.
Mm. I mean, Kisa mentioned that another leading cause of lung cancer, of course, aside from smoking, is radon gas. How do people tend to get exposed to radon gas?
Well, a lot of radon exposures can come from within the home, building products, countertops, these kind of things. And so the Lung Association has a long history of working around the country to really emphasize home testing kits and awareness of, you know, what you can do to find out if there are high levels of ozone in your home radon in your home, and then look at ways to mitigate that.
What would you like people to take from this conversation and the annual report? Maybe some tangible things that they can do on a regular basis to increase awareness of the possibility for lung cancer and to also advocate them for themselves, you know, if they need to get treatment or screenings. What would you like them to do with this information, Will?
Well, obviously, take it to heart. You know, everyone is at shares some family member who's at risk of negative health outcomes, especially cancer. And we want to be able to raise the awareness. As Kisa mentioned, this is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. The report is out there to help people understand what options are available and ways that they can help protect themselves and their family. And then from a broader perspective, you know, getting involved in your community, getting involved in advocacy to help clean up the air, for example, or, you know, make sure that we're doing everything we can to control the triggers so that less people are at risk.
Is there a silver lining in terms of policy that's taking shape to help improve the risk of lung cancer and just pollution?
On the pollution side, there's definitely a lot of concern right now. We're seeing a lot of big programs being dismantled, disinvestment happening, not only in air pollution programs nationally, but in science programs and research programs nationally. So again, becoming an advocate, really pushing for stronger protections for yourself, your community, that it's a really important time for that right now, especially in California, as we're seeing so many different programs impacted. And I'll turn it to Kisa to see if she has any other thoughts on the report.
Thank you, Will. I will say in the last decade, we have seen incredible progress, including increases in lung cancer survival rates. And one thing that I would recommend for folks is that if they are current smokers, definitely going to lung.org and seeing resources for smoking cessation and finding ways to quit smoking, which is something that the Lung Association certainly advocates for. So that is absolutely something that people can do to advocate for themselves and to be able to lower their risks.
Well, Kisa and William, thank you so much for taking the time and breaking down this annual report.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you, Vicky. Be well.
Kisa Bruce is the Director of Advocacy at the American Lung Association, and William Barrett is an expert in nationwide policy and clean air. We've been talking about the American Lung Association's annual State of Lung Cancer Report with a focus on lung cancer in early detection. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. And if you want to email us, we're at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Lashinsky, Jen Picard, and Ruth Finch. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones, and our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here after the holiday on Wednesday.